far as the proper location for saying Kiddush Levanah. So we know, obviously, the minig is that one goes outside, we say Kiddush Levanah outdoors. Why do we do so, and is it ma'akev? Does one have to say it outdoors, or can one also say it indoors? So first and foremost, the Rama says, Ein mekadesh levanah tachas hagag. One should not say Kiddush Levanah tachas hagag under the roof. Another should say Lashon under the roof of a house. Now, why is that so? So first off, a reason we have the Maril. Maril says a reason, which seems rather enigmatic. Maril says that one should not be mekadesh levanah in a situation where there's potential tumah in the house. There's tumah in the house. The rule is, in certain scenarios of tumah, it's possible that the tumah in one location in the house can carry it throughout the house. And therefore, by saying Kiddush Levanah in the house, he'll be saying it in a state of potential tumah. Now, the reason why this is enigmatic is because, you know, many point out, Ramesh Shalal lays out very clearly, he says that, first of all, it's a mitzvah derabanan, and any mitzvah derais, we don't find such ikuv, we don't find such a reason to go ahead and start doing mitzvah outside our house, outside the shul, outside anywhere, you know, because of chashash tumah. Further, he says, and we know Allah is that stam mekaymis are considered to be tarish, but as far as kahanim are concerned, until we find a specific risk. A kohen is fully allowed within his rights to go into any house he wants until he has a known reason why he can't go into that house. That means in halacha, we assume it's his bechaskas tahara. And that being the case, why here should we go ahead and assume all of a sudden there's tumah, and why here, even if there was tumah, why here should we assume there's any problem? And therefore, most of the paiskim, although even the Ram and other paiskim quote this approach, L'maisa, the Meshavur and others don't go this L'maisa. The approach they take L'maisa is very simply, they say that we said earlier that Kiddush Levanah is an exercise in being Mekal Pnei Shekhinah. It's going out, you're speaking face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that being the case, it's not a derech of kavod, it's not respect. Someone comes, you're a big guest, someone chashav comes to visit you, instead of sitting by in your house waiting for him to come, the correct thing to do, if it's a very honorable person, you go outside, go out to greet him. And that being the case, says the Mishnah Berurah, we go out into the street to show our feelings, to show that the derech kavod, the same way we would by any extremely honorable any honorable guest. It's an act in showing kavod to the Shekhinah. That being the case, there could be a potential nafkamina here. What would happen if one's, I didn't see this mefurish, but I would surmise that if one's going outside a shul, and a lot of times it's crowded, there may be an overhang or something from the building, and one's underneath the overhang. So if it's a question of tumah, to discuss what exactly the Maharil intended, how far did it go, this chashash tumah. But the idea is you're going outside to the street, so you go outside and it's crowded, and there may be potential of the roof over there, you know, a little bit of a roof, there's a porch or something over your head. It would seem to me that it's fairly reasonable to assume that there's certainly even kind the halacha of going out as you went to the malachim. You're not sitting on your couch, you're going outside. You're exhibiting that interest and that the cheshik to go meet a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that something may be an overhang, the chayr shouldn't be an impediment. Regardless, I saw the Paiskim did speak out. If one did go outside, he's underneath a tree or underneath an umbrella, be it as a may, whatever the case may be, why you do that. But any other type of overhang, aside from building that, the Paiskim on the Medayik, you want to speak out over there as well, if you need different rayas, that certainly would not be an impediment regardless. Beat the tzad tumah, beat the tzad that we're going with lamaisa of yaitzim kederech as you would go out to melech. If you're going outside the building entirely, anything over your head would not be a problem whatsoever. Now, it's important to point out this whole thing is a show of respect. It's a show of respect to Kadosh Baruch Hu to go out there and greet him outdoors as opposed to waiting indoors. So, what if you can't? What if somebody, you know, it's here, it's in the winter, it's very, very cold, and some people, it's hard for them to go outside. Or for other reasons, an occasion might be that going outside you may have problems with brachas because of things in the street for various halachic reasons. But let's say, take a simple case, the case of somebody is sick, it's cold outside, he can't go outside, what should he do? So since it's only a milo lechatchilo, says Mr. Berurah, certainly if somebody's indoors, he can go ahead and say Kiddush Levanah. If he can't go outdoors, he could say it indoors. However, he has to be a little bit careful. The halacha is that one cannot say Kiddush Levanah until he experiences the haraya levanah b'chidush, he has to see the moon. So he's sitting inside his house, he looks out his window, obviously first and foremost, he has to see the moon clearly. If he has a window which is not clear, for that reason, the design or pattern in the window, in the glass, and he can't see it clearly, he can't ascertain that the moon, then he for sure cannot make the bracha. If he could see the moon through the glass, then he could go ahead and make the bracha. However, the chatchila, it's advisable to go ahead and open the window or open the door so he sees it directly. Unlike things which serve as a barrier between a person and the moon, that in itself, unless something, you know, something like glasses obviously aren't the problem, that's something which aids your ability to see the moon. But something which is not serving your ability to see the moon, anything in between, it's ideal to avoid any such barriers and to have the light of the moon shining directly, to see the moon directly. And that being the case, if one can, one should go ahead and open the door or the window. But if one will be bothered excessively by the cold, etc., then one need not do so, and he's allowed to make a bracha even inside his house with a closed door or window as long as he can clearly see the moon.